chapter, text 18 to 28. Translation. The incarnate devotees or potencies are our eternal associates in the pastimes of the Lord. Only with them does the Lord advance to propound the Sankirtan movement. Only with them does the Lord taste the mellow of conjugal love. And only with them does he distribute his love of God to people in general. Purport of Srila Prabhupada, distinguishing between pure devotees and internal or confidential devotees, Sri Rupa Goswami, in his book Upadeshamrita, traces the following gradual process of development. Out of many thousands of karmis, one is better when he is situated in perfect Vedic knowledge. Out of many such learned scholars and philosophers, one who is actually liberated from material bondage is better, and out of many such persons who are actually liberated, one who is a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is considered to be the best. Among the many such transcendental lovers of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the gopis are the best. And among the gopis, Srimati Radhika is the best. Srimati Radhika is very dear to Lord Krishna, and similarly her pals, namely Shyamakund and Radhakund, are also very much dear to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Makes a little noise here. Maybe you should go a little more. In a place where it's not so much echo, you know. Especially there in the corner. Maybe more over here. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments in his Anubhasya that among the five tattvas, two are energies, Shakti Tattva, and the three others are energetic, Shakti Man Tattva. Analoid and internal devotees are both engaged in the favorable culture of Krishna consciousness, untinged by philosophical speculation or fruitive activities. They are understood to be pure devotees, and those among them who simply engage in conjugal love are called Madhurya Bhaktas or internal devotees. The potential loving services in parental love, fraternity, and servitude are included in conjugal love of God. In conclusion, therefore, every confidential devotee is a pure devotee of the Lord. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoys his pastimes with his immediate expansion, Nityananda Prabhu, his pure devotees, on his three Purusha inclinations, namely Karandakshaya Vishnu, Garbhadakshaya Vishnu, and Kshiradakshaya Vishnu, always accompany the Supreme Lord to propound the Sankirtan movement. So here is the significance described of spreading the Sankirtan movement. Actually, only Lord Krishna or Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is nobody else than Krishna, he can spread the holy name of the Lord all over the world or all over the universe. Nobody else can spread love of Godhead. and the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself, no incarnation, no avatar, only Krishna or Lord Chaitanya can give this can give the rarest gift, love of Krishna, to the conditioned soul, even in this age of Kali Yuga. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so merciful, and He appeared to inundate the whole world with His love to Krishna, to overflow them with the holy name of Krishna. So there's, as we know, the Vishnu Tattva, and there's Shakti Tattva, and there's Jiva Tattva. So all these different tattvas, they appear with Lord Chaitanya in the Sankirtan movement. Pancha Tattva Kam Krishnam, Bhakta Rupa Swarupa Kam, Bhakta Avataram, Bhakti Akram, Naman Bhakti Shakti Kam. It's called the Pancha Tattva, the five features of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Three of them are Vishnu Tattva, Sri Chaitanya, Nityananda and Advaita. One is Shakti Tattva, Gadadhar. And one is Jiva Tattva, Srivas Thakur. So they all appear as pure devotees who engage fully 100% in the Sankirtan movement by spreading the holy name of Krishna. Actually, materialists could not take part in the Sankirtan movement, as it is described when materialists see the Sankirtan movement or a Sankirtan party or hear about Krishna consciousness, for them it's just a disturbance, like for animals. Sometimes they see horses or dogs flipping out or beginning to bark or going wild, and they see the devotees, or when they hear the holy name, and they hear the kathas and the midanga. So for them it's just a disturbance. They don't understand the significance of the Sankirtan movement. Actually, the Sankirtan movement is made for human beings, for some who have some intelligence left in the Kali Yuga. Krishna vānam tisā krishnam sangho pangasta pārśatam yagāya sankirtan priyād vachanti samidhasā. Krishna appeared in this age of Kali Yuga as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and his activity was to spread the Sankirtan movement with his Anga Upanga Parsharam. That means with his expansions, devotees, and so on. Lord Chaitanya spread the Sankirtan movement. So everybody who came in contact with these devotees, they became immediately touched by the spiritual nature of the Krishna Shakti. Kalira, Nama, Rup, Kalira, Dharma, Harinama, Sankirtan, Krishna Shakti, Vina, Naya, Tara, Pravatana. This is described in the Antya Lila, Chaitanya Charitamrita, that somebody who But only somebody who is empowered by Krishna Shakti, he can spread the holy name of the Lord all over the world. So materialistic people, they have no understanding or no entrance in the secret of Krishna consciousness. Actually, Krishna consciousness is a secret, kuyatamam, and only becomes revealed to somebody who is free of envy. Niyamatsaranam satam, dharma prochita kaitava trapi niyamatsaranam satam. Srimad Bhagavatam, or this Bhagavad philosophy, is only for those who are free of envy, free of the influences of Kali Yuga. For them, they can have an entrance into the association of devotees. So by associating with the devotees who have desire for spreading Krishna consciousness, who are sincerely engaged in Krishna service, then the mysterium is that one also gets desire by just associating with devotees of the Lord. Therefore, we should always seek association with devotees and speak about them, with them together, making plans how to spread the holy name of Krishna in better ways, in more determined way, find out more ways how to find places where we can meet the conditioned souls. So I'll go on with reading. The characteristics of Krishna are understood to be a storehouse of transcendental love. Although that storehouse of love certainly came with Krishna when he was present, it was sealed. For when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with his other associates of the Panchatattva, they broke the seal and plundered the storehouse to taste transcendental love of Krishna. The more they tasted it, the more they thirst for it grew. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is called Mahavadanyavatar because although he is Sri Krishna himself, he is even more favorably disposed to the poor fallen souls than Lord Sri Krishna. And Lord Sri Krishna himself was personally present. He demanded that everyone surrender unto him and promised that he would then give one all protection. But when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to this earth with his associates, he simply distributed the transcendental love of God without discrimination. Sri Rupa Goswami therefore could understand that Lord Chaitanya was none other than Sri Krishna himself, for no one but the Supreme Personality of Godhead can distribute confidential love of the Supreme Person. So here it is further described. The characteristics of Krishna are understood to be a storehouse of transcendental love. So this storehouse of love is full of different valuable stones, different valuables, and this is in form of love to Krishna. So now though that storehouse of love suddenly came with Krishna when he was present, it was sealed, so it was closed, nobody could enter. Only a few very rare souls that could understand something about Krishna. But otherwise, especially after Krishna's disappearance, Krishna consciousness became almost lost again. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came again. Krishna came again as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he plundered this storehouse of love of Godhead. He broke it open. They were so greedy to get this nectar, but they plundered without distinction, without consideration. Lord Chaitanya broke open the storehouse, plundered it. They were eating according to their heart's content as much as possible. So in this way they become more and more greedy. That's the nature of Krishna consciousness. The more one actually tastes Krishna consciousness, the more one actually gets greedy for it. It's opposite from material things. The more one gets material things, the more one becomes sad, becomes frustrated, because one cannot enjoy. At one point or another there's a saturation. It's static. Right? Static? It is static. Material life is static. But Krishna consciousness or Sankirtan movement is ecstatic. And it's completely the opposite. That means it has no end. Therefore Lord Chaitanya says, Anandam buddhi vadanam pratipadam punam ritar sudanam saratmas naparam param vachpichayate isi Krishna sankirtanam. That actually this ocean of Sankirtan, the Sankirtan ocean, is always increasing. It has no end. And the more one actually tastes this process of hearing and chanting about Krishna and serving Krishna, the more one actually gets eager to go deeper and deeper in this nectar of tasting the nectar of devotional service, of Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, and so on. So there's no end. Therefore Prabhupada said we can chant 24 hours Krishna, Krishna, and there is no loss, there's no, boring. But when we only chant three, four times, chant, 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 then it's already finished, you know. Give it up. Not to speak of 24 hours. Nobody will chant 24 hours chant, you know. Can you imagine, you know? He gets crazy. Or we chant 24 hours Krishna, Krishna, and becomes ecstatic. Or in the marathon time, we go out 10 hours, 12 hours, distribute books. Say more or less the same thing, you know. Hello, sir, you are from New York, you are from outside. How are you doing? You also read sometimes. Here, you have a nice book passing out, I'm here. What's your name? I'm from Germany, I'm from Switzerland, from where you come from. So that's the same lines, more or less, I would say. But because we tell it, we use it for spreading the Sankirtan movement, to give them a book, it doesn't become boring. We don't think, I don't say something else. No, because it's ecstatic, because we preach. We want to help the people to get the book. We don't tell because of the line. We should not become proud of the line. It's the mantra. No, we want to give them the book. Then, because we have the desire to give them the book, and to give them Krishna, then, and Krishna gives us the taste and the intelligence, what to say. Sometimes he inspires us in the heart to say something that we even didn't say before. Therefore, it's always new. And although we always maybe say the same line, it's not boring. It's not boring because it's in connection with Krishna. Everything that's in connection with Krishna is never boring. It's always transcendental. So therefore, it's never satiated. So we can say the same things again and again, we can read always the same thing, we have always the same books, we hear about the books every morning, we read every day about the books, we speak about them, we distribute the same books, we chant always the same mantra, not every day another mantra, or always the same melodies, but there's never loss, it's never frustration, because it's always connected with Krishna, therefore it's always becoming more and more sweet. The more one actually becomes absorbed in this process, in this simple process, the more one actually gets a taste in this process. So therefore we should plunder, like Lord Chaitanya, plunder the storehouse of love of Godhead. We also, by the mercy of the Guru Parampara, we can plunder the the knowledge we get from Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Taste it to our hearts, so much we can take, and give it to the others. That's a process or a recommendation, or how is that, instruction Lord Chaitanya gave. He was a gardener. It's also described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Chaitanya is a gardener. And he is planting very nice tree, the tree of the Sankirtan movement. And they have many branches, main branches, many powerful roots. The main sannyasis, associates of Lord Chaitanya, where all the roots, like Paramananda Gosai and Ramananda Gosani. So these, some of them there are some of the sannyasi associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then the main branches like Nityananda and Advaita Acharya, that was the main branch. And then they have many other branches. They are devotees. So in this way, this tree was expanding more and more to branches and twigs and leaves, and very small branches. And so Lord Chaitanya, he became actually the whole tree. He was the gardener of the tree, and he became the tree. And he gave instruction to all the parts of the tree, please spread this Sankirtan movement, spread this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra all over the world. That's my instruction. Taste these fruits of this tree, my dear devotees. He gave actually his instruction to his devotees. Please, my devotees, taste these fruits from this tree, eat so much you can, and then whatever is left, you should give to others. So, therefore, by the mercy of the BBT, there are so many books available. So we can read, we can take as many as possible, or as we want to read amongst the devotees. And because there are so many books, they printed so many books, that the books should become more and more distributed. And the more we actually distribute the books, the more the storehouse of love of Godhead, the storehouse of books will increase more and more. Once we had a marathon, I remember, many, many years ago. Then we had only two books left, two different books. So we had always attached to have three or four books that we could distribute, that we could do big in the marathon. Somehow there was no more other books available, we distributed all other books. So but we knew there was the BBT storehouse that was also nearby, but there was a special key for that. So we thought, we were so eager, you know, to get somehow these books. We knew there were other pallets of books in it, third and fourth books. So we broke open this lock to go to the storehouse and took out a few pallets of this third canto, part two. And we blundered the whole thing, third canto. So then the BBT man who was in charge for the lager, he was flipping out completely. He gave us the sauce. And look, what do we do? Just were eager, you know, to pass them out. Later on they even had to reprint it, this book, because there was a shortage of it. Because we distributed it, they put it on the side, you know. But anyway, what can we do? It was marathon, had no fast heart and rules. And the next verse is Sri Panchatattva themselves danced again and again and thus made it easier to drink nectar and love of Godhead. They danced, cried, laughed and chanted like madmen, and in this way they distributed love of Godhead. People generally cannot understand the actual meaning of chanting and dancing. Describing the Goswamis, Sri Srinivas Acharya stated, Krishna Kirtana Gana Natana Paro. Not only did Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates demonstrate this chanting and dancing, but the six Goswamis also followed in the next generation. The present Krishna Consciousness Movement follows the same principle, and therefore simply by chanting and dancing, we have received good responses all over the world. It is to be understood, however, that this chanting and dancing do not belong to this material world. They are actually transcendental activities. For the more one engages in chanting and dancing, the more he can taste the nectar of transcendental love of Godhead. But we can also realize all the time that His holy name is not it's from the spiritual world. Kole Kera Premadana Harinam Sankirtan. Holy name comes from Goloka Vrindavan. It's transcendental sound vibration. Therefore, it's never boring. And even one feels tired, but because we chant the holy name without offenses, in association of devotees, glorifying the deity and glorifying the holy name, then even one is completely tired, one feels himself immediately charged up with spiritual energy. Also when we go out in Sankirtan and distribute the holy name, sometimes one feels a little tired, cannot go on anymore. So then, you're sleeping or you're awake? What's happened? Are you with that? You have a cold? Huh? 2 days, oh. Yes, you chew a thing, you know, this one of these, how do you call it? Melkin. Yeah, Melkin. So sometimes we feel tired on Sankirtan, but when we just go on, becoming more and more aware of the spiritual nature of Sankirtan, of this book distribution, then we actually can become charged up. Naturally, we have to perform in a pure motive. When we are impure, motivated, or attached to material sense gratification, then we cannot become empowered. Therefore, the books sometimes they feel that they get very heavy. But the same books, they can become very easy. They just fly out of the hands, like airplanes. They're flying to the person's hand, out from the arms. So they can become very easy. And so it's our consciousness. Due to our consciousness, when our consciousness is impure or polluted by the modes, heavy modes of nature, then we don't have any energy. But when the consciousness is pure, then even we have no material strength so much, but Krishna's strength is more powerful than the material strength, the Balaram means actually spiritual strength. Therefore, it's described in the Bhagavatam, and one has to fight with the strength one gets from Balaram. Therefore, the devotees of the Lord, of Krishna, they worship, they're very great, they actually love Balaram very much, Nityananda Ram, because they know without Nityananda Ram, without the mercy of Nityananda Balaram, it is not possible to get any benediction or any strength to go on in the Sankirtan movement. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur was chanting, Haha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi. Oh, you, Prabhu Nityananda, you are full of bliss. You are always very blissful. And I'm Narottam, I'm always in miserable condition. I'm always very unfortunate. Therefore, please, give me something of your bliss. I'm the most fallen, and you, Nityananda, you are the savior of the most fallen. Therefore, here is one candidate, he's the most fallen. Please, Kornitai, please help me to pick me up of this most fallen condition and give me your mercy. I'm the rightful candidate for your mercy. So that's a prayer one has to have. A prayer to Lord Nityananda, to Shishi Kornitai. You are always full of bliss. You are always full of Ananda. And I am very much in dukkhi, in unfortunate or in sad consciousness. But you can also make me fortunate by giving me a drop of your mercy. So that's a mercy, that's a prayer of a devotee. He prays to Lord Nityananda Kornitai, please give me a drop of your mercy that I can serve you better, that I can get more energy to spread your holy name, to fulfill the mission of my spiritual master. A devotee never prays to Krishna for bliss separately from the service. Even sometimes bliss becomes a hindrance in devotional service. Sometimes when one gets too much ecstatic and he begins to dance and to chant on the street, but he should distribute the books, then somehow the people will not take, because when one comes approaches the people in a way, the people are becoming a little furious. They think we are a little strange. So therefore the devotees, they disguise themselves even. They disguise themselves in a way that the people can appreciate, or in the way that the devotees can approach the people to, that they feel very ease to take a book. So there are no hard and fast rules for spreading these books. It can come in any way. It can go in dhoti, it can go in karmic clothes. Whatever is the best. But they have to be pure. Pure in consciousness. The clothes have to be pure. Should not be. Prabhupada didn't like to have hippie clothes, hippie suits and so on, long hair. It should come in the right way, clean way, suchi, not muchi. Then, you can approach people in such a way that they actually will take to Krishna consciousness. You have to be very sincere. Blissful and ecstatic doesn't mean something that is only outside. It has to come also from within. It's an inside purification process. Naturally, people also will feel the strength of purity, because it comes through the voice, through the eyes, through his whole personality. So in this way, the should not put the what threw the water on the floor and to the head. Are you about to clean the floor? So this Dhamma movement doesn't belong to the material world. It's a spiritual thing. And even we, because we are we have a material body, but because we are engaged in the mission of the spiritual master, then he can empower us. But we also can realize that what we are actually doing is nothing material. Same way as there's an offense against the holy name, to consider it material, sound vibration. There's also an offense against Sankirtan to consider it material. It's not material. Selling books, it's a transcendental activity. It's a brahminical transcendental activity for educating the people to attain their connection to Krishna again. So then it goes on here. In distributing love of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates did not consider who was a fit candidate and who was not, nor where such distribution should or should not take place. They made no condition. Wherever they got the opportunity, the members of the Panchatattva distributed love of Godhead. So here is the secret of success. Described that when Lord Chaitanya and the Panchatattva members distributed love of Godhead, that means the Sankirtan movement, they were not considering who was a fit candidate and who was not. So that means that they were not on the mental platform. They were completely on the transcendental platform because they didn't see any more just the material bodies. They saw the spirit soul as the eternal servant of Krishna. That's actually described in the 10th canto by, I think it's Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. He gives a comment there that Nitya Siddha devotee, he comes to this material world as an acharya. And although he is Uttama Adhikari, he comes down to the Madhyama Adhikari platform. But he keeps the Uttama side. He doesn't give up the Uttama platform. He still is Uttama, although he comes down on the Madhyama platform. And how he expresses this Uttama platform, that without distinction, he gives everybody an opportunity to become Krishna conscious. That's the Uttama side of a Uttamadhikari. Ordinary Uttamadhikaris, they see everything already engaged in Krishna service. Only themselves, they think, I'm not Krishna conscious. Therefore, they cannot preach. They don't preach. They're mostly famous as Vachananandi. They chant in a solitary place for themselves, chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra 23-24 hours non-stop, 300,000 names or some vow they take upon themselves. But the Uttamadhikari who wants to become a preacher, he uses the same attitude. He always is engaged in the chanting of the holy name of Krishna, but he is not satisfied by his own chanting. He wants to see everybody chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So that is, this is Uttama platform or vision he has, to see everybody engaged in the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Therefore he preaches. Therefore he wants to give everybody the opportunity to get a book about Krishna, or get some Krishna prasada, or hear the holy name of Krishna. He wants to give everybody the opportunity, without distinction, who is fit or who is not fit. That's the Uttama Adhikari platform. So therefore, is also described, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur goes on further describing, that now somebody who comes from the lower platform, like a new devotee, neophyte, who is maybe Kanishtha Adhikari, and becomes initiated of an Uttama Adhikari devotee, then he should become a prolonged arm of the Uttama Adhikari devotee and should distribute the help the Acharya to distribute the Krishna consciousness to fulfill his mission. Become practically a prolonged arm. So in this way, all the devotees of Uttama Adhikari, pure devotee, all the disciples, they actually can become an instrument for his vision, for his idea. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada, he's the ISKCON BBT founder Acharya, is certainly Uttama Adhikari. Therefore, everybody who becomes a Prabhupada Nuga, following Srila Prabhupada, he can become empowered to spread his books for the next 10,000 years. His disciple, grand disciples, and so on. Everybody can become empowered by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. So Srila Prabhupada didn't distinct where he was distributing, to whom. Lord Chaitanya didn't, and his members, the Panchatattva, all the pure devotees, they give everybody the opportunity to hear and chant about Krishna. They didn't consider in time, place and circumstances, and which place they should distribute and which not, which place not. But they're really not on the mental platform, it looks to be, seems to be, yeah? They're really transcendentalists. We sometimes think, oh, this spot is good, this spot is not so good, this person looks nice and intelligent, he will take a book, he doesn't look so intelligent, therefore I will approach him. He's fit and he's unfit. That means we are still on the Manodharma platform, Manuratena. We are hovering on the mental platform. Therefore we make still this distinction. But actually Prabhupada once asked, what is Brahmabhuta realization in Krishna consciousness? Prabhupada said, Brahmabhuta realization in Krishna consciousness means you have arms, you use this arm to serve Krishna, to distribute his books. You have a voice, you use the voice for speak about Krishna, preach. You use the legs to walk to the people and give them a book. So that's Brahmabhuta platform. You use everything in the Sankirtan movement. Your body, mind, intelligence and words. That's what Rupa Goswami describes as Yaha yasya hari rasya kamano manaso gira nikhila sapi vastashu jivan mukti asya uchate. Somebody who actually uses all his ability, what he got, the body, the mind, intelligence and words, in the service of Krishna, he's already jivan mukti, he's a liberated soul. He's a liberated soul. He doesn't have to become liberated, because Krishna consciousness starts already on the liberated platform. Today I was reading in Prabhupada's books, it's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, now in the Bhagavatam, that just by once chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one becomes free of all the offenses he made in his whole life. Just chanting once the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Devahuti also explains that Aho pata swapacho dugaryan yachiva grevatuta namatubhyam te pusta paste chuhubu shashnu arya pramanachu namakri namtiyate. That how glorious are those who are just chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, even when they come from low class family like swapacha, means dog eaters or low class men, untouchables. Even when they chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one has to consider them that they actually took bath in all the holy places. They performed all kinds of tapasya, te pus tapas, te chuhuvu. They performed all kinds of yagyas, sacrifices, ceremonies, shashnur, take bath in all the holy places. Arya, they were the best of all Aryans. Pramanchu nama krinam diyate. So they are the best actually of all the brahmanas. Because Brahmana, even when he has all good quality, 12 good or 9 good qualities described in the Shastra, but when he doesn't become a devotee of Krishna, he is not Vaishnava. But even somebody who is a dog eater or a Shudra, when he comes in contact with the Hare Krishna Mahamantra and in contact with the pure devotee of the Lord, then he can't give up his karma, his low class nature, and he can attain the nature of Vaishnava. So everybody can become a Vaishnava by the mercy of another Vaishnava. So that's the gift Prabhupada gave us. He's the best of all Vaishnavas. And therefore, by his books, he gave everybody the opportunity also to become Vaishnava. So therefore, when we just fix our mind on Srila Prabhupada's books and try to give them out, despite of time, place and circumstances and persons we meet, then Krishna will arrange in the heart of the living entity that they will take these books, that they will appreciate it. Actually, this book distribution is a revolution. Therefore, Prabhupada said, we should distribute these books by hook and by crook, or even when they don't want it. Actually, nobody wants to get these books. They only want to become cheated, crawl literature. They want to have all kinds of bogus literature. Nothing what saves them or what delivers them. Nobody wants to go back home to Godhead. Therefore, Krishna and the pure devotee have to come and they cheat us to go back home to Godhead. One devotee came once to Prabhupada. He was in India. He was one of the managers. And he told Prabhupada, I cannot work anymore with the Indians together because they are cheaters. And Prabhupada said, so what's the problem? I'm also Indian. So? What's the problem? But actually you're right. I also cheated you. I cheated you out of Krishna consciousness. So that's the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. He cheated everybody to become Krishna conscious. He gave everybody the possibility to come in contact with Krishna. That's a wonderful thing. Therefore, when we have just faith in this instruction of Srila Prabhupada, then we can convince so many people to also get the book. And how the people become inspired, it's even sometimes it's a secret for the disputer himself. Sometimes he feels himself completely unable to go out and has a very bad consciousness and he thinks, oh, today I cannot do anything. But suddenly so many people that come, Krishna sends him all the nice people because Krishna appreciates the desire and the determination or that he goes out despite of the heavy consciousness. Therefore we should go out, heavy consciousness, good consciousness, bad consciousness, it doesn't matter. We should go out anyway. Then the good consciousness comes and we are out. What is good? Good and bad is anyway mental. Before we go out, we always feel good or bad. But the main thing is that we go out, despite good and bad. And then when we are out, then we are transcendental, above good and bad. Right? Because we are on the transcendental platform. Immediately, when we try to distribute Prabhupada's books, you are not a normal person anymore. You have become a transcendentalist. And as soon as you put Prabhupada's books on side, then you become ordinary again. You become an ordinary mortal again. And as soon as we take Prabhupada's books again, you become charged up with the spiritual world. And as soon as we put it on the side, we become useless again. So therefore, the devotee, he wants always to engage as long as possible in this book distribution mission, because he knows that's actually the life. There's the whole bliss. The bliss is on the street. The bliss is on the street by passing out these books, by conducting the people, all these conditioned souls, without distinction to his feet or unfit. And we always have to find out the people, you know, who is the right one, who is the wrong one, you know. Then we become completely mental. And in the end you can approach nobody anymore. Because then you see everybody as an enemy. Thinks they're all unfit. Okay, actually in Kali Yuga everybody is unfit. Kali et oshani de raja. It's the ocean of fault. It's everything false in the Kali Yuga. But Lord Chaitanya was not considering the fowls in the Kali Yuga, because he knew when I won't consider the false thing, all the disqualification, then nobody will take Krishna consciousness. And Lord Chaitanya came to Benares, he had a whole truck full of love of Godhead, of fruits of love of Godhead. And he wanted to sell it for a very high price, because they were very valuable, nice fruits. But unfortunately, the Benares people were all Mayavadis. They were not interested in love of Godhead, in Bhakti Yoga. They were only interested in Vedanta and mental speculation, in merging with the Brahman, becoming God themselves. Nobody was interested. So Lord Chaitanya, he had to make the price very cheap. He said, he told the people, I came here from far, far away, from thousands of miles away. I came to your place. And so I have a whole truck full of fruits of love of Godhead. So please take as many as you like and just give something. Give whatever you can give. I don't have fixed price anymore. I actually want to have high price, but today we have a sale. We have a very special sale. We're selling out the love of Godhead today. Take it. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they had their first Namahata. Namahata means the marketplace of love of Godhead. Where they actually give everybody the opportunity. Come here. Take as many fruits as you like. Just give a donation. Just give what you like, what you can give, you know. Whatever you can give, you know. And even if you don't have any money, when you just are eager to get it, then you will get it. Just this eagerness to get, that was in the end the price, because nobody wanted to give something material. Nobody was ready to give up everything for Krishna. So therefore, he just asked for the one price, Laulya. You should have the eagerness to get it. A little greed you have to have, little desire to get it. Even a little, then Lord Chaitanya, he felt he was qualified. That was a good price. Hey! Hare Krishna. That's a good price. Therefore, although it's cheap, but still he appreciated, therefore he will get it. So that was Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda's concept. Opportunity to even these Mayavadis, students, Pashandis, to give them even Krishna consciousness. So in the same way we should also find out wherever there are people, you can go everywhere. Krishna gives us a nice Prabhudatta Desh where we can distribute books whole lifetime. Millions of people are here, especially in New York. You can have a whole life's mission here. Just go to all these different places. Like I told you, you should have a big card, big map with the name of the devotee. You should have names of all the different devotees you have, Sankirtan devotees, woman and man. So then you put when he goes to one place, to one spot, he puts the needle there with his name on it, then everybody knows he's there. So everybody, the devotees who are in the temple, they know, oh, here, this place is already occupied, I was spacing out today, I was too late, otherwise I would go to the favorite place. So I have to go to another place. So then there are so many places. So in this way we can go all over the city. And so in this way we can find out newer and newer places. Like I told you, it's always a big ecstasy when one finds out a new spot, a new Sankirtan spot. The Sankirtan devotee comes back in a completely in place. They ask him, how much you did? He said, oh, I did 80 books. Very did it. How you did it? You give it out for free, huh? No, I find out a new Sankirtan spot, completely far out. People! And then, that was a great ecstasy. Then it becomes, naturally become attached, and then we think it's only this spot again, we go always to the same spot, beating it, you know, blue, till the whole body becomes blue. Like you massage one part of the body again and again, you know, it becomes like swollen up, you know, and you cannot move it anymore. And you go still on,
And then and you know, nothing is working anymore. Therefore, what you have to do, you have to relax this part and go to the next part. You know, massage this part too. And then when that is good, you know, we go to this one. And so this way the other part can relax, then we can massage it again a little later on. Otherwise, when you go always and massage, it becomes so painful, and therefore there's a lot of reaction, you know. Actually, Prabhupada said, when there's a good reaction, positive or negative, it's always positive. That means something is going on. Our preaching mission is successful. That means the people, they become aware about the Sankirtan movement. Even they are negative. Like Prabhupada said, used to say, the dogs are barking, but the caravan is passing by. So naturally there's some barking. But we should not agitate the people always in the same spot, but especially when there are more other spots we can go. So we should find out newer spots where we can distribute. Like Lord Chaitanya, he didn't consider the time or the place, which place should or should not distribute the love of Godhead. He went everywhere. He gave everybody the opportunity. So we should follow this instruction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should distribute in the mood of the previous acharya. That's the whole thing. We should not distribute according to our mood of the mind. We should distribute in the mood of Lord Chaitanya and the acharyas. Their mood should be followed. Don't listen to the mind. Therefore, we should read this chapter of the seventh chapter of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's very ecstatic for Sankirtan devotees. We should know by heart practically all these 10, 12 verses now. We should always remember them. They're so essential. Actually, the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita is essential for Sankirtan devotees. Because it's the mood, how to spread the Sankirtan movement. Just by hearing about it, we can become like that. That's the Shakti, the mercy given by the author himself, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. Everybody who hears in a sincere way, without enviousness, and who has faith in these narrations, and in this explanation of how Lord Chaitanya spread the Sankirtan movement, the Panchatantra, he also can become a member of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan devotee. He can also become a member. But we have to get faith. We should not think, oh, that's exaggeration. That's just overemphasized, just to convince, you know, that the Sankirtan, chanting holy name is so important, or how to spread the Sankirtan movement, you know. But we are realistic, you know, actually it's not like that. No, it's like that. But one has to come on the platform, of this pure platform. Then we can even give people book who don't even want. That we never will think that they will buy a book from outside. You have to understand, demons in the Kali Yuga, they don't have the Dracula teeth. The demon teeth, you know, sucking the blood. You don't see them. Sometimes you see that they're very intelligent. Professors or nice intellectuals, esoterics. Then when you give them a book, you know, they maybe don't like. They become agitated. And sometimes they go to people, they think, oh, he looks like a demon. Therefore, I don't want to approach him. But then still, they approach him because nobody else is around. And then somehow he takes the whole set. Well, the famous stories I always tell about Hari Ramananda once had. He was distributing a shopping center. Then he was distributing there. And one man was always observing him. Quite a long time, 1 hour, but he never approached him without, you know, either somebody who is just watching like that is either a policeman or he's a crook, a demon, who just waits that he can steal a book. So therefore he never approached him. It was mental in this connection. It was a little, doubtful about this person. But in the end, the person was still always there. So I thought, so now I want to check out who he is and what he wants. Because he was always watching him, you know, how he distributed. Many books went somehow out. And the man, you know, when he came, he was very surprised and said, oh, now finally you come to me. I thought already you never come to me. Therefore I always waited, you know. What kind of books you have here? Show me. And then he became so much interested, and then he bought the whole full set. So that's, now we can see, you know, sometimes we think that's a person, that he is not fit. But still they go there, and Lord Chaitanya thinks, yeah, he's fit. He has a little eagerness to get it, therefore take the whole set. He gave him the mercy. Get the whole, you should get the whole set. So, although the members of the Panchatattva plundered the storehouse of love of Godhead and ate and distributed its contents, there was no scarcity, for this wonderful storehouse is so complete that as the love is distributed, the supply increases hundreds of times. That we also can realize. And we always can realize that although 500 years spoken, these verses it's like our law book, you know, our law verses for every day. They are eternal facts. So they planted the storehouse of love of Godhead and ate and distributed the contents. There was no scarcity. For the wonderful storehouse is so complete that as the love is distributed, the supply increases tons of times. And we can always realize, the more books we distribute, the more the storehouse becomes filled up again. More and more books coming out every year. It's always increasing. It's never a shortage. Well, not only books, also Lakshmi is here, the temples become nice, the devotees will come, Krishna gives the cars. Whenever Sankirtan is pushed in the right way, then there's no scarcity. Materially and spiritually, everything is increasing. Because material energy is also Krishna's energy. And when Krishna sees that the devotee use this energy in Krishna's service just for spreading the Sankirtan movement, Krishna can give unlimited quantity. He's not a poor man. We are rich man's son, Prabhupada said. So we are the sons of richest man, Krishna. So why should have scarcity? So when we follow according to the instruction of spiritual master Krishna, just take part in the Sankirtan movement, there's no scarcity. It's always increasing. We'll get more and more. We'll get better and better. But we should not try to enjoy it and facilitate our own self for our own comfort, become lethargic, satisfied, so-called satisfaction, self-satisfaction on the mental platform, enjoy the opulences of Krishna consciousness. No. Krishna consciousness is a tapasya. Even when we have a lot of opulences, we should always try to go out and use everything in Krishna service. Prabhupada said we should not use one penny for our own sense gratification. It's very dangerous. We should everything use for Krishna service. The more we give for Krishna service, the more we get. The more we get, the more we can give. The more we give, the more we will get. And so it is always increasing. Although the members of the Panchatattva plundered the storehouse of love, of Godhead, and ate and distributed its contents, there was no scarcity, for this wonderful storehouse is so complete that as the love is distributed, the supply increases hundreds of times. The flood of love of Godhead swells in all directions, and thus young men, old men, women and children were all immersed in that inundation. Purpose. When the contents of the storehouse of love of Godhead is thus distributed, there is a powerful inundation which covers the entire land. In Shrita Mayapur, there is sometimes a great flood after the rainy season. This is an indication that from the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya, the inundation of love of Godhead should be spread all over the world. For this will be help everyone, including old men, young men, women and children. The Krishna conscious movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so powerful that it can inundate the entire world and interest all classes of men in the subject of love of Godhead. So Bhakti Yoga Thakur, he made a prophecy now that this Sankirtan movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will spread all over the world. And when will the time come when the Russians and the Americans and the Indians, they will all come together in Mayapur Dham and chant the holy name of Krishna, the holy name of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When will the time come? So he made a prophecy that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement will spread. First will be Russia, second Prussia, and third America. Although we don't know how all these countries can become Krishna conscious now, it looks almost impossible, especially here in America. We cannot understand how can America become number three in the whole world, Krishna conscious country. Russia looks more realistic. Prussia, and they go on with books distribution like that in Poland and DDR, East Germany. Then looks also realistic, although also they are very materialistic people there, I can tell you. Not so easy. It's who knows. They're very powerful, materialistic inclined people to enjoy like anything. Plunder the material energy as much as they can. But somehow, Lord Chaitanya and his devotees, they made a plan. And it will happen, because Krishna and pure devotees, they desire. So they only can become an instrument, although we don't know how it will happen. But just to have faith in the instruction and in this revelation, it will happen. Maybe see it in this lifetime, maybe next generation we'll see, maybe 3-4 generations I will see, but it will happen. It's a slow change that's going on. All this world becomes more and more changed. But we can see, you know, the more people become more and more vegetarian, believe in reincarnation. Movie Ghost became number one in the film last year in whole America. Now we have seen yesterday, right? Movie Ghost was number one in whole America. So the people, I mean, they're interested in things, such things. Naturally, they are still misguided with so many bogus philosophies. But the more they will distribute the books, the people will realize that they actually cheated again in other way, in a subtle way, by cheaters. So then in the end, they will come to Krishna. And it will go in all directions, and it is God, and young men and old men, women and children, they are all innocent in this inundation. The Krishna conscious movement will inundate the entire world and drown everyone, whether one is a gentleman, a ruffian, or even lame, invalid or blind. Here again, it may be emphasized that although cheerless rascals protest that European Americans cannot be given a sacred red or sannyas, there is no need even to consider whether one is a gentleman or a ruffian. Because this is a spiritual movement which is not concerned with the external body of skin and bones, because it is being properly conducted under the guidance of the Panchatattva, strictly following the regulative principles. It has nothing to do with external impediments. So again, one has to follow the rules and regulations given by the Panchatattva and by the Guru Parampara. When one is strictly following it, it becomes purified, can become transcendental. And then one can even change the ruffians, the thieves. Like Srinivasachari, he sings, Dira Dira Chanapriyo. That even the Dira and the Adira, the sober and unsober people, they appreciated the deeds and activities of the six Goswamis, because they were so pure, they had no enemies. Therefore, the devotee's quality is also achata satru. Achata satru means he has no enemy. That means he doesn't behave in a way that somebody becomes his enemy, or that he becomes an enemy of somebody. No, he's always peaceful. Peaceful, he's always happy, he sees everybody as a friend, as a Krishna conscious, as a eternal devotee of Krishna, although he forgot now. Therefore he doesn't become an enemy. your child to sattva. But Prabhupada says, like when you marry, then from your wife's side, you get so many new relatives, some that like you, some that dislike you. But it's not your fault, because you love this person, therefore, why you consider this? It can be maybe your enemy, your friend, but you don't become their enemy. So it's natural when you become Krishna conscious, and especially when you're a preacher, then you will maybe get some enemies, but you don't become an enemy. The preacher should not become angry or heavy to a person and curse him. Like Prabhupada said, they are already cursed. Children should not curse them anymore. Vaishnava means gives mercy. Therefore, he's not engaged in cursing or becoming angry to other people. Just wants to give them behaves in a nicely way, nice, friendly way. So when they see him all the time, then in the end, even the heavy guys, they will even also take Krishna consciousness. Because they see the devotees are actually gentle. They don't blame. They don't become agitated. Because they're not on the mental platform. They're not chilious. So when somebody comes, they sometimes they come to you, they rough you, and that, just to test you, tell you maybe all kinds of bad names. But in the end, because you don't take it sincerely what he says, because you know he's just a crazy man, I should take it, sincerely. I should take it personal. Because he's a madman. When a madman comes to you and tells you all kinds of things, you know, you believe him? You become agitated? No. Or a small child tells you something, you know, heavy? No. You just laugh. Think that's a good joke. Then when they see that you laugh, that you don't take them serious, they also have to begin to laugh. And in the end, you know, they even take a book. Maybe they don't take it now, but next time they will take it. So even the roughies can take Krishna consciousness. Especially Nityananda, he was expert how he brought even ruffians to Krishna consciousness. There was one thief when he came to Bengal, his first Sankirtan party sent by Lord Chaitanya. He sent them to Bengal to preach. And he was in a house, in a Sankirtan flat, and some ruffians, they have heard about Nityananda. That this Avaduta can, this monk, and he's very rich because he has very valuable turbans of silk, and he has very valuable stones on his all 10 fingers. He has some very valuable finger rings, and so they thought, that's a very good thing, you know, to steal him, to rob him out, and so this way become rich. So they came. They made a plan how to attack him in the night. But then, they put on their, lager, their camp. But then, they began to sleep. And everybody was waking up in the morning, and they realized, oh, because you were sleeping, therefore I fell asleep, therefore it's your fault. So everybody accused the other one, because it's your fault. So now we lost the whole thing, we cannot attack. So we have to try again tonight. So they tried again. But when they came the second time, then they realized, they saw, and they came near to the house, there were in all directions very great giants, people who had heavy weapons, swords in their hands. They're looking very fearfully. They're 10 times bigger than themselves. They get very fearful and thought, oh, this Nityananda, he has to be a mystic. Somehow we cannot, he knows about our things, so we cannot go on. They are too much powerful. So they left again. So 1 week later they tried again. But this time when they came immediately blinded. And some fell in ditches, some fell in thorny plants. Some they felt in stool and urine, then some insects came, or scorpions and poison snakes came, and they bite them. But they didn't die. But they had incredible heavy pains. And then in the end, the leader of the robbers, he realized he had to surrender to Nityananda. So then in this way he surrendered. And all his clan, they also surrendered. So in this way they became great devotees of Lord Nityananda. There was also another devotee, Gadadhar Das. He was expert to preach to the kings or to the Kapis by engaging him in chanting. So he asked once the Kasi, please chant Hare Krishna. So the Kasi answered, no, I only will chant Hare Krishna tomorrow, not today. So then Gadadhar Das, he told him, he was very happy, he was jumping up and down in ecstasy, saying, hey, yes, that's very nice, you began already to chant, why you don't just go on with chanting? Because you chanted already, you say, no, I don't chant Hare Krishna, only tomorrow. So why, you chant already once Hare Krishna, please go on, why you wait for tomorrow? So in this way, he tricked everybody to chant Hare Krishna. There was also another one, he was also one of the first Sankirtan devotees of Nityananda, who came with Nityananda to Bengal. His name was Sri Ram Abhiram. He was one of the last cowherd boys, they forgot him in the spiritual world, you know the story. How they forgot him. And Lord Chaitanya, he went with all his devotees down and performed the Sankirtan Leela. He was actually Sridham in the Krishna Leela. So they forgot him somehow, because they made him sick and hide. So he was the last one. He was still sick, hiding himself. But he didn't realize that all the others, they left already to the earth to take part in the Sankirtan Leela. So the Lord Chaitanya sent him, Nityananda, to bring him back to the world. He should come down. So then somehow we found him and we brought him down to the earth. So he was very special. He appeared in the mood of a cowherd boy. Actually, all of the devotees of Nityananda were cowherd boys, but he was especially, the Sri Ram Abhiram. He didn't change his body. He came with his original cowherd boy body. And he was, he had a whip, you know, whip or something, a stick, you know. And everybody he was touching or beating with his whip, you know, they immediately began to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So therefore this stick has a special name, it's called Jaya Mangal. Very fortunate. Everybody was very fortunate when they became beat by his stick. Immediately became changed in pure devotees. So they were very especially empowered Sankirtan devotees. So, but anybody can empower in some way, but Lord Chaitanya. Everybody has his mystical power, how he can convince people to become Krishna conscious, especially when he becomes more and more pure. And can become so much empowered that even people who ordinarily will never take a book or never will chant, they somehow will chant by the influence of the pure devotee. So then it goes on here. When the five members of the Panchatattva saw the entire world drowned in love of Godhead and the seed of material enjoyment and the living entities completely destroyed, they all became exceedingly happy. The more the five members of the Panchatattva caused the rays of love of Godhead to fall, the more the inundation increases and spreads all over the world. The Krishna conscious movement is not stereotyped or stagnant. It will spread all over the world in spite of all objections by fools and rascals that European and American lectures cannot be accepted as brahmanas or sannyasis. Here is indicated that this process will spread and inundate the entire world with Krishna consciousness. All right, I think it's fine later. Maybe one question? Nice verses, huh? we always remember them, meditate about them, on Sankirtan. I have many times this realization when I have some bad day, just open these verses, or some other verses from the seventh chapter, and it gives me always a great delight. Then I read 15 minutes, or even sometimes only a few verses, 5-10 minutes, then I go out, it's like another world, you know, it's like a spiritual world again. Comes completely changed. Adi Lila, 7th chapter. The 8th chapter is also very nice. And then this tree of Lord Chaitanya, I think it's the Chaitanya tree, it's the 9th. So the chapter 9 and 10. Actually, the 7, 8, 9, and 10 are very ecstatic. That's the whole Sankirtan mode is described in these 4 chapters. Dira Dira? Janapriya. Yeah, there are always some who will be against, you know. But even ruffians, you know, who are maybe cruel in a material sense, when they are not somehow see the Sankirtan devotees, you're purely chanting or sell books in a very nice way, and even they become appreciative. But they are always envious people. I think when they speak about the ruffians, they don't speak about the envious people. You know, ruffians means, that's exactly the word also for ruffians. Your English, good in English. Doesn't mean especially envious, no? Isn't it? But just cruel people, no? Right? According to my understanding. They don't have to be envious. Even a cruel person can, when they see a devotee, can become very happy and nice. Although to other people that may be very cruel, right? Again, rough. He lives too long in Sweden already. Doesn't know this about anyone. I see that like that, you know. Envious people, no hope, you know. Can give them prasadam. They will not even take prasadam. They're real envious. So how can help them? So some they will not take Krishna consciousness. But there are even ruffians, you know, who will take. Oh, thank you. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna? Yes? Bhaktivinoda prophecy. I heard it many times, I don't know from there. Somewhere in his statements. Russia. Preussen. Where he is coming from. Poland, Czechoslovakia, one part of Czechoslovakia. and East Germany, that's Prussia. Preußen. Especially East Germany and Poland. It's Ostpreußen. East Prussia is in Poland, belongs to Poland nowadays. Previously belonged everything to Germany, as whole Große Deutsche Reich, great empire, you know, German empire, and as the East Prussia belonged also to. But now through the war it became Russia and Czechoslovakia. No, Poland. Polish. It's Polish. Although some of them they speak also German. The Ostpreußen. Then the Berlin, people around Berlin, they're also Preuss. They are Preussen. Well, actually, Prabhupada, he... I have a paper with me up in my room. Everybody who is interested, I can show you. There's a... Satchinanda Maharaj gave me this to show to the devotees about what Prabhupada said about Berlin. Prabhupada, he made a prophecy, or he desired that Berlin becomes the capital city of whole Europe. It becomes the main city for whole Europe. And therefore he wanted to have a big temple there. Big temple with big deities, Jagannath deities. It was Prabhupada's desire for Berlin. That's what it looks like now. Now because of this unification of the two Germanies. No. Berlin, although it was before, it was the end of the world, now it becomes, it's directly the center of Europe. And you look on the card, you can make a circle. Now when you look at Scandinavia, turn the circle around Scandinavia, Russia, above England, Berlin is exactly in the center of Europe, the whole Europe. So it becomes a capital city for spiritual life. It's one of the theaters, one of the 11 theaters Prabhupada said on this earth. There's 11 or something, 11 theaters where he wanted to have big temples like Mayapur. Mayapur is one. And he wanted to have 11 cities or big temples all over the world. I think so. And they survived the year 2000. Looks good. Why you want to have the books out? Why you want to have the books out? To have the books out. It's good for your purification. Chanting is also good for your purification. You can just chant and it's also purifying. Take a part in the Harinam, accept Krishna Prasadam. You don't have to disable books just for purification. Huh? Yeah. It's one of his desires. Main desire Prabhupada said, you know, is what satisfies me most is when you become a lover of Krishna. Hey, there are many services. When you don't can do Sankirtan, you can do only service. There are many nice services. So what is special on Sankirtan? Devotional service is absolute. You should not think that just because I won't become number one, I won't become glorified, I want to become famous, distinct, therefore I want to go on Sankirtan, because I want to become the Mahaplate in the weekend. I want to become honored. Huh? What? You should speak a little more clear. Yeah, when you have this realization that you want actually to help the conditioned soul or satisfy your spiritual master on Krishna by performing this activity, then you do it with love. And out of love, when you do it out of love, then even if it becomes a burden, it becomes heavy, you still do it. You don't give it up, right? Because it's dear to your beloved ones. Therefore you still do it, although it's maybe difficult to do for you. Therefore it becomes nectar, although it's maybe normal, ordinary circumstance, you will never go out. As a karma, you will never approach people and give them a book they don't want. Right? But because Krishna and spiritual master become satisfied and you love them, therefore just for their satisfaction, you do something what even you would not do otherwise. On contrary, also, you give up your pleasure, what you would like to do, you give up to the pleasure of Krishna, because Krishna doesn't like it, then, although you like it, and you take the desire of Krishna to your desire, then the happiness of Krishna is everything that the devotee desires. Right? Yeah. So when Krishna is not happy with your decision, although you feel happy, then you should give up this happiness for the satisfaction of Krishna. And when you don't want to do something, but Krishna wants that you do it, then you should take this as your greatest blessing, greatest bliss, opportunity to get blissful. That's the prayer of Lord Chaitanya. The explanation to the verse, the last verse of the Shikshastaka, number 8. Antya Lila. Lord Chaitanya describes that. It's the last one. You can read. It's a very nice explanation of this prayer. Lord Chaitanya prays, I know no one but Krishna is my Lord, and he shall remain. So even if he handles me roughly by his embrace, or makes me brokenhearted by not being present before me, he is completely free to do anything and everything, for he is always my worshipful Lord unconditionally. And this is also very famous, very important verse. O Almighty Lord, I have no desire to accumulate wealth, nor do I desire beautiful women, nor do I want any number of followers. I only want your causeless devotional service, birth after birth. Okay. What's good? Good is always relative. Good. What means good? You can always do better. You never can do good. You can always do better. Right? So you just give the best every day, but you are not a doer. You just have desire and do the best. And whatever is the result, you give it to Krishna. And pray to do more next time. Endeavor more. You say, oh Krishna, today I can offer you only so much, but please let me try tomorrow again, that I can do better. Right? That's the attitude of devotee. Next day, today I didn't do so good, so I want to do better tomorrow. And even when you distribute many books in one day, very good, then you should not become complacent and say, so now I made it. I'm in the top now. Then you should still pray to Krishna, please engage, please engage me again in your service so that I can distribute more. I will be satisfied. Satisfied in the sense, you know, in the material way that it complacency. That's poison. Become complacent. Enjoy your results. Enjoy your facility. And you don't endeavor so much anymore to attain something because you think, I attained already. When you attain, that means there's no more inspiration to do more, right? Because you got already everything you want. So therefore Krishna is always merciful to his devotee. He only gives him so much he can take, that he always goes on, you know, that to get more, become more eager. And the more you become advanced, you know, then and you see that Krishna consciousness is unlimited, then you can increase even unlimitedly. And Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness is unlimited, so also book distribution is unlimited. You can distribute unlimited books. Like Hari Navananda, every year he distributes more books, since 8 years. Last year he distributed 60,000 books in 1 year. 60,000 books. Yeah, big books in 1 year. And he was even 1 month in India. This 1 year was 1 month in India, then he has some other responsibility, he has to go meetings, every month have a meeting. So that's also about 1 week, 2 weeks, you know, let's say 6 weeks, you know. How many weeks is a year? 52? So that means it was about 46 weeks he distributed 60,000 books. And it was far out, it was calculated in the last week. In the last week of the marathon, he was calculating. He was missing 4,200 books to make his quota of 60,000. 4,200 books. It's impossible to eat practically. To do it in 1 week is practically 800, 900 books in a day for 6 days. And it was in Christmas time, there were holidays between it. Practically 25th, 26th. It's not like America, it's closed, shops are closed, there's nobody around practically. But he went out somehow or other and he found the people. So in one day he made a new world record, 904 books. Every day he did 700-800 books, 900 books for 6 days. And he did the 4,200 books in 6 days. So you cannot be, in one sense, you cannot be attached. You can have desire, but don't be attached. And especially what I could see in Harinam, his attitude was always very pure. He was not motivated for personal fame, you know, glories. He was always asking the people.